Hey there, friends. Welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and we get to continue this journey together. Today, we're starting a new leg in our long, long marathon. And we're going to be starting in the book of James. James. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Know that James is the brother of Jesus, who writes to the Jewish Christians that are scattered across the world. And he gets to address some things like trials, the temptations that people follow and can fall into, and ultimately the essence of genuine faith. And we'll see that a lot today as well. So grab your Bible if you can, and listen closely if you will. Let's start this new leg together of reading God's Word from the book of James. All right, so as we are about to delve into chapter 1 of James, know, as I said, that James, being the brother of Jesus, he got to experience a life alongside Jesus. And this letter coming from James is powerful. It's a powerful call to believers to live out our beliefs through action. Not to hold them in, not to say, well, I'm saved and that's enough, but now we've got things to do, right? He puts a pretty big emphasis that faith without works is dead. And he says that directly, but it's also a very practical call, because he encourages believers to mature in their faith and to especially utilize hard times. So here are the three look fors for our first chapter in the book of James. The first one is, let's look for trials and how they can bring joy. You'll see the very beginning of the book of James is to count it pure joy. And it's counterintuitive. You know, that concept is of considering trials as joy. We're going through this and it's breaking us down. It's hurting us emotionally, hurting us physically, financially, all the above. And we're supposed to count that as joy. But James makes it clear that if we persevere through our difficulties, it will lead us to spiritual maturity and completeness. And so James kind of introduces the idea here that faith is tested to produce perseverance. And that kind of carries on the themes of what we've heard from Paul as well, isn't it? To persevere. And we're like, that's our first one's to trials and joy. Our second takeaway is, in our reading today, look for wisdom from God. Look for that theme. Because James gives us instruction on how to get wisdom from God. It's pretty practical advice. He's going to emphasize asking with faith without doubting, because doubt leads. Listen for that. Wonder where it leads. So keep your ears peeled for that. And also, the third look for is, we're reading this chapter, be quick to listen and be slow to anger. James lays it out in his first chapter. Listen, swift, quick to listen, and be very slow to speak and slow to anger, because those are the attributes of righteousness. That might step on our toes, right? Let's listen to how he lays it out for us. So, James chapter 1. Let's read that together. We'll start in James 1. And what we're going to do is, of course, as we always do, is read the entire chapter. And you'll see this feels like it goes fairly quick. But there are 27 verses to what we're going to read today. So James chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Here we go. Let's read it together. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes dispersed abroad. Greetings. And then after his greeting, he jumps right into verse 2 now. Consider it a great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature, complete, and lacking nothing. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without doubting. For the doubter is like the surging sea, driven and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord, being double-minded and unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of humble circumstances boast in his exaltation, but let the rich boast in his humiliation, because he will pass away like a flower of the field. For the sun rises, and, together with the scorching wind, dries up the grass. Its flower falls off, and its beautiful appearance perishes. In the same way, the rich person will wither away while pursuing his activities. Blessed is the one who endures trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. No one undergoing a trial should say, "I'm being tempted by God," since God is not tempted by evil, and he himself doesn't tempt anyone, but each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desire. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. By his choice, his own choice, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would be as a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Verse 19 now. My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. Therefore, ridding yourselves of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, humbly receive the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like someone looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of works, this person will be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks he is religious without controlling his tongue, his religion is useless, and he deceives himself. Pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. And that is James chapter 1. There's a lot in there, wasn't there? Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment now to reflect a bit. And let's unpack what we've read together. And so, first takeaway from this reading is, we could probably have 10 takeaways from this one. But the core three things that I feel like we as believers should pull, those big rocks, is that trials shape our faith. Difficulties. You see, James challenges us to view trials as opportunities for joy, because they test our faith and since they test our faith, we should say, hey, I get to be more mature in my faith. I get to show perseverance and my trust in God, and His glory can shine through that. That's a huge shift in our perspective, isn't it? It sounds great, but it's not easy. What are you talking about, right? Think of those thoughts come to our mind. But those thoughts should be silenced, because trials are essential for spiritual growth. This proves to our doubting flesh that God will sustain us, God will provide, that God is good, and that we can glorify Him even in our difficulties. And Scripture says it makes us complete. Right? That's God's word. And so my encouragement is, when we are faced with difficulties, instead of asking the why me and why do I have to go through this, instead let's take the perspective of, okay, Lord, what can I learn from this? How can I grow? Of course, pray for perseverance and pray for an understanding heart to see trials as opportunities for growth. And take those steps forward, trusting in God's plan. Second takeaway today is that wisdom can be obtained. It's accessible, and all you have to do is ask for it. That's what James said. He emphasizes that if we lack wisdom, we should ask God. God gives generously to all. It reassures us that God is approachable. God is willing to provide what we need to navigate this difficult, sometimes, journey, this complex life, these many different twists and turns. We need that wisdom from the Lord to make the right decisions. And so, it doesn't have to just be a one-time thing. You ask God for wisdom and move on. I believe what James is meaning for us is that we should ask for wisdom every day. Every day, ask God, who will provide. Ask Him for wisdom in your prayers. Whether it's a big decision, a small decision, throughout the day, invite Him into your decision-making process. And you'll understand just how how giving a God He is. But it also, you will be acknowledging your dependence on His guidance. And more, you're letting those reins go and letting Him take the lead. And finally, the power of listening and speaking would be our last takeaway, because James, he gives that advice to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. It's not for just for personal growth, but it's for building healthy relationships with one another. We all have our thoughts, we all have our opinions, and we just want to spew those out on others. I'm reminded of the quote that says, friends are those rare people who ask how we are, and then wait to hear the answer. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? We'll ask how you doing and walk right on, but actually genuinely listen. And that's what what James is speaking about. He wants us to be the listeners, to genuinely build relationships by showing care to one another. All right. That wraps up James 1. Looking ahead to James 2, he's going to build on and challenge us further. If you felt a bit uncomfortable today, you better wear those steel-toed boots tomorrow, right? Because we're going to be looking at the relationship between faith and works in chapter 2. So, thanks for listening today. May you be blessed. May your family be blessed. And as a result, may you be a blessing to all those around you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in. Let's read the word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of his word together.